Baron von Roth turned to Sir Robert.
His Excellency here committed his sector branch bank to some very unwise personal loans to the high executives on the cycloplanets Torfoot
and Tung
in the Batafor system, and some even bigger personal loans to the cycloregion governors of 16 cyclo-owned planets in 4 nearby star systems. Those loans were secured by holdings in real estate on Cyclo itself.
How did you find that out?
Snapped Dries.
It is confidential bank information.
A disgruntled employee you sacked. The real estate on Cyclo went up in smoke, and the debtors are dead. An unwise bank risk. Cyclos were renowned for bad faith.
The depositors could bring pressure on the bank,
said Voraz, defending his branch manager.
But that does not change your loan.
Indeed, they could bring pressure. The basic profit income of the Galactic Bank came from handling fund transfers for cycloplanets. Not from loans, but from the high percent charged by the bank for handling their funds. And with those Regency planet transfers shut off, Your Excellency, your Regency banks had to dismiss their staffs and close their doors. The senior branch bank in Baylor, your own personal office, fired nearly everyone. So that, Sir Robert,
continued the Baron,
is why you are being pressured. Dries figured the only route he had out of going bankrupt was to repossess Earth. It's the only planet in any universe that Intergalactic Mining Company owed any money on. He thought if he could auction this planet off, if only for a little cash, he could prevent total insolvency.
Pointing to the mud on someone's fins,
said Dries,
does not improve your own swimming. You had better sign over, or you yourself will drown.
This rehearsal of the last year's troubles was making him edgy.
Pay up, and pay up now!
He picked up the form and rattled it in front of Sir Robert. It crackled like a machine gun. McAdam reached over and pushed Dries' arm gently back down to the table.
We'll come back to that later.
The small gray man trembled. He could never remember being so upset before. It had been a very terrible year. What were these fellows up to? If they didn't have the money, why were they delaying? He sat back. Never mind. The end would be the same. Let them ramble.
Now, let's take up the main bank in the Greedities. We went there, right to Universe One. The capital city, Snarch, was damaged by the transshipment recoil, and so were the capitals of the other two Selagi planets. The whole top floors of the bank buildings were very badly damaged.
They can be rebuilt,
said Lord Voraz.
The blasts knocked down the huge galactic bank signs, the ones you can see from all over the cities in each capital. And they're still hanging there, shattered. You can see what they said, but that's about all.
They can be hung up again,
said Lord Voraz smoothly.
But for a whole year,
the Baron bored in like a mine drill,
you haven't done it. Now, all three Selagi planets depended upon banking. Those banks affected millions and millions of people. When you lost teleportation, you were thereafter unable to reach the other 15 universes, space travel or no space travel. You have millions of Selagis stranded in branch banks all over those universes. Banks as broke as His Excellency's that you can't bring home. Families and relatives don't think they'll ever see their fathers or brothers or sons again. There are mobs rioting outside your bank doors, rioting very loudly and howling for blood.
Lord Voraz shrugged.
There are strong bank guards.
And how will you pay them? Your bank income did not really come from loans, but from Cyclo fund transfers. The instant Cyclo and Intergalactic Mining were blown up, there was no further fund flow. You started to go broke, and you began to lay off employees. You know from Dries here that many of your branch banks have had to close their doors.
We have gone through economic difficulties before,
said Lord Voraz.